African cities, like their counterparts in the West, have recently hit upon a real little gold mine, the International Conference Circuit. Done successfully, it not only provides jobs and money, it's not as disruptive as tourism, and it brings into the country important contacts and ideas for the future. In Bamako, the capital of Mali in West Africa, hardly a day goes by when the city is not hosting at least a dozen international meetings, seminars, conferences, roundtables, workshops, days of reflection, forums, call them what you will, and all of them usually have noble aims for African integration or development. Most of those taking part are men, so perhaps inevitably those put in place to look after them are female. And not just female, but young, strikingly beautiful and single hostesses. These lithe Malian beauties rarely fail to raise the eyebrows of the conference goers and the ire of the local women's groups. Joan Baxter's been finding out more.
Mali's Congress Palace, a vast white edifice perched right on the edge of the River Niger in the capital Bamako. Fleets of luxury cars sweep past the groomed bushes, the giant fountain and up the rampway, pulling to a stop right in front of the main entrance. Men in grand robes or neatly tailored European suits emerge, take a few steps in the hot, dusty air, and then enter a separate world, the air-conditioned gleaming interior of the Congress Palace. There to meet them, an array of stunningly beautiful young hostesses, dressed in hip-hugging and thigh-revealing red skirts and matching tunics.
Good morning. Welcome to Mali. Il y a la conférence au Mali de la CDAO et puis le MOA. Nous sommes des hôtesses. Nous vous
distribuons. Today, typically, three separate international conferences open here, and the organizers of each have engaged the services of a different hostess agency to ensure that participants are well taken care of.
Good morning. Welcome to the ECOWAS of Mali. C'est la conférence sur la CEDEAO et puis...
The hostesses greet participants at the door with well-rehearsed smiles, show them to their seats in conference rooms, offer them drinks, reconfirm air tickets, even show them around the markets of Bamako if they wish. In short, they do everything they can to please conference goers.
Bonjour, monsieur. Soyez les bienvenus au Mali. Je suis l'hôtesse. Je suis venue pour vous accueillir.
This hostess, I'll call her Fanta as she asked me not to divulge her real name, is a college student who has to squeeze the hostessing work into a full academic calendar. She says she needs the money she earns as a hostess, about £10 a day, to pay for college. And like the 60 other hostesses employed by this agency, Fanta has been recruited because she's young, slim, beautiful, educated, and very charming.
The agency interviews you to see if you have a good level of French and if you come from a good social class. And there's also the criteria of beauty. You don't have to be very beautiful, but it helps if you have a good physique, if you're charming, and above all, if you come from a good social class.
The hostesses here today are certainly not lacking charm, and male participants at the conference certainly don't seem to have any complaints.
I wasn't looking forward to seeing beautiful girls anyway, but it was nice to see them.
Well, they are here to do their duty. Actually, they look provocative. I think they dress that way in order to do their jobs, to get the attention of the delegates around. And one word or the other, promote their own establishment for people to always ask after them, send us those girls.
Is it something you see in other African countries? Is it a phenomenon that's pan-African now, filling up the conference rooms with beautiful young women to help out the conference goers?
Yes, it's all over. All the countries I visited, they always bring in charming girls. There must be a reason for that. You see any beautiful woman you're attracted to, you're obliged to talk to her. It's left for them to know the limits of their contact with the delegates, that's all.
But what are the limits of the hostess's contact with conference goers meant to be? And is it up to the hostesses or the delegates to try to find those limits? I put those questions to Fanta, When the tape was running, this is what she said.
There are men who offer you money directly. They come and say, Mademoiselle, please come. And you go and they say, I'll give you 75, 100 US dollars. And they tell you their room number for the evening. But for me, a woman's dignity is worth more than that. We are in Mali, and our culture is very important to us. It's a secular state, but it's an Islamic country, and a woman's reputation counts for a lot. We say that Bamako is too small. If you go with a delegate, it's sure someone will see and that the rumors will follow you, not just into your merits, but right into your grave.
But if they're concerned about such advances and their reputations, why the provocative miniskirts and the clinging dresses that draw attention to female curves? Fanta says it's the conference organizers who decide what kind of uniforms the hostesses wear. If it involves rural people or strong Muslims, the dress should be conservative. If it's VIPs from the West African Economic Community, for example, the short skirts go down well. But she says in the end, the uniform doesn't change a thing. Men will still be men.
At a conference, it's certain that if you're a pretty woman, men will provoke you, even if you're wearing trousers. You need to know how to reply as politely as possible so you don't anger the delegate. After all, you're a hostess, there to welcome them. So even if they make an indecent proposal, you need to reply with a little no. Even when we wear loose...
visiting country who doesn't want to take no for an answer.
It's true, but we are in Africa and we know how things happen, so I don't dare comment on presidents and ministers. I can only say that during the seminars, there are men who make decent and indecent proposals. And I say again, the best thing to do is to say a polite little no.
That's what Fanta had to say into the microphone. But when I put the intrusive device away, suddenly the hostesses had lots to say about the behavior of dignitaries at these conferences. They told me sordid tales of honorable ministers and even a couple of African heads of state who summon them to their rooms. Very important men who aren't in the business of taking a no, not even a polite one, for an answer. The commercial director of an agency that supplies hostesses, whom I won't name, admits that it's a dangerous business.
It's necessary to recognize that it's a very dangerous world, a world of sharks. There is even a tendency to confuse hostess agencies with prostitution. Today I'm here at the Congress Palace to supervise my girls, and especially the young ones. I let them know that it's a dangerous world. They need to look out for themselves, and if there's trouble, I'm there to protect them, and I'll do so. But the people take advantage of the girls' innocence by offering them big sums of money and, well, voila.
This is what infuriates Assa Diallo, president of the Action Committee for Women and Children in Mali. She's launched an appeal to the Malian government and to conference organizers to put an end to the hostess phenomenon.
Je condamne cette pratique.
I condemn this practice, this going into schools and universities and choosing the prettiest girls and putting them at the disposal of visitors who come to Mali for conferences. It threatens the dignity of Malian women, taking our girls and delivering them on a silver platter to foreign men who land here.
Assa Diallo dismisses the notion that hostessing provides valuable employment and income for young Malian women, trying to pay for their education.
You know, I really would prefer it if women didn't accept that kind of employment. These are bright women. They're at school and they should stay there and pass their exams honorably. The conference organizers who say they're giving the girls employment, well, you know, this thing can go a long way, right into prostitution. We're evolving towards moral danger here, sliding down the very dangerous slope into prostitution.
Hey, Mamadou, akere togodi mumbila. Hey, Salim. Hey, Matabula dia. Erisu tabora. Tabora. Upasela nini nyugona chama ongera.
But Diallo's call for an end to the hostess phenomenon may fall on deaf ears. Young Malian women have few other employment chances, certainly not ones that pay as well as hostessing. The men who attend these conferences are the very ones who make policy decisions affecting Mali and Africa, and they seem to have no aversion at all to the lovely young hostesses who wait on them hand and foot. I asked one conference goer if young men could not do the same job.
You know, one thing is this, we men, we can never work with men. We need this opposite sex, so that there's that natural attraction between men and women that men will never do the same job. They cannot go so low in doing some of these jobs these girls are doing.
Joan Baxter was reporting on Mali's conference circuit, warts and all. This is Outlook on the BBC World Service.